Hey babe, it's been a minute.
It's been a hot minute, that is correct. How you doing?
Just been a bit busy doing the thing that we do best. It's called the Cosplay Con Crunch, because even when we try to avoid the crunch, what are we doing, MJ?
We're crunching.
What? I thought we said we wouldn't be.
I thought we wouldn't, but hold on, we're getting ahead of ourselves. I have a question for you.
What?
So have you seen those like Instagram and TikTok videos of men at cons being asked who they think they could take from a fight in anime and win?
No, I've never seen that.
Oh, okay. So there's a bunch of way too confident men being interviewed at these cons, and they are asked who they feel like they could take in a fight and win. And they're always like shonen answers. So it's always like, I feel like I could take Krillin or Yamcha. The answer is no, you can't.
I mean,
he would die.
I'm confused. Is it like, if you were in their universe, would you be able to fight
them? No, like, would you, like, pull them out, could you fight them? No. The answer is no. The answer is always no whenever they give an answer.
Even if power levels weren't a thing, the answer is no.
Yeah, they're still martial artists. The answer is no. And also, I assume they have their own powers. So, like, Krillin just destructo-disc and you down. But, every time I watch those videos, my answer is Mafuyu. I could beat the shit out of that 16-year-old.
Isn't Mafuyu the kid,
the one that you hate? Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure I was right on that.
Like, my answer is, like, Mia. Mafuyu. Kageyama. I could, like, yeah, he's 6'4", but I could still beat his ass.
I mean, all that Karu needs is a skateboard to the face.
Yo. What the fuck?
That's all you need. Seen a skateboard wielded in an improper way.
You're making my dad jokes right now, and you need to stop.
Whoa.
Man got put in a wheelchair.
Yeah, it was temporary, though. I watched that show one time, MJ. I didn't watch that show 6 times like you and our friends.
That's sad for you. Anyway, so my question that I have is not that. My question is not, who do you feel like you could take a fight? Because the answer is just basically, like, most non-shonen characters.
Kids. Mostly, yeah, kids.
Mostly kids. So long as they're not My Hero kids. And then or like Hunter Hunter kids. And then you're probably fine. I guess you probably couldn't take Shippo in a fight, but I don't know why you would want to.
I don't know who that is.
That's the little fox spirit demon guy from Inuyasha. Oh, he's okay. A kitsune with 2 tails by the end of the series, I think.
Yeah, no, probably not then.
Yeah, probably not. Like, you still got
most things that are like early shonen, you can't take them in a fight.
No. So my actual question is, what character do you think you could beat at their thing?
At their thing?
Yeah. Non shonen.
That's so much harder though, because yeah. Like the whole point of like anime is that, like, you know, a showcase of people who are okay. Exceptional at their things.
Then I'll rephrase the question. We'll do this one instead. What shonen character do you think you could beat at a very mundane thing?
All right, that's a much more doable thing.
Because everyone always gives shonen character answers, and that's wrong. You lose a fight in a fighting anime.
Yeah, and I also think you lose, even Mafuyu would play better guitar than, like, a real person plays guitar, because he's not a real character.
No, Mafuyu sings better. He's kind of shit at the guitar.
Oh, yeah, whatever. I think that's the point, though. Like, because, like, the world is elevated.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't meet that.
Yeah, so what shonen character do you think you could beat at an actual thing?
At a mundane task?
Yeah.
I have a shitty answer.
Okay.
My shitty answer is Jotaro at being a father.
That is yet to be seen, but a good assumption. Being a better father than Jotaro. You wouldn't say you're a better father than most, like, anime dads, though.
I don't know about most anime dads. I don't know. Some of them are around, but, like, there's always a little bit of tragedy involved.
Just because they're around doesn't mean they're good.
Yeah. Yeah. Gon's dad is a fucking deadbeat. Yasop is a deadbeat.
Yasop is the most deadbeat.
Yeah.
Yasop is like, yeah, I know. Like, in one of the episodes, we literally get Yasop going, yeah, I know I should be near my kid, but I just don't give a shit.
Yeah. Hold on. But, like, a genuine shonen character in a mundane task.
Yeah.
All right. I have one.
Okay.
I think I can cook better than Sasha from Attack on Titan.
Oh, that's pretty good, because she can't really cook. She just eats.
She just eats. She just be eating. Honestly, like, she met that one guy who was, like, a chef. Yeah. And, you know, it's like she got, like, shit her pants a little bit.
She fell. No, she came her pants a little bit. She fell in love with him.
Okay.
They literally, like, immediately started dating. And then were together for the next, like, year until she died.
Bro, you just start calling out, like...
No, that's not a spoiler anymore.
I feel like it might be. Some people are still watching it. I know that at least one of our friends is on their 12th rewatch.
Yeah, but they know!
What if they get spoiled?
Oh my god, you're such a dick. Anyway, welcome back to Cosplay Con Crunch, a podcast hosted by me, MJ. You can find me on Instagram at cosplay_Cajun, and you can also find me there on TikTok. Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you?
Who am I? Oh, I'm Right Joy-Con Rye. You can find me on Instagram as such. You can also call me Ryan. That works as well, for it is my name.
We haven't recorded in a minute.
We need to stop commenting on it. Because I think that the best podcasts don't comment on their absences.
Are we trying to be the best podcast?
And I want to clarify now that we are not. Nor are we trying to be.
But I'm hoping in the new year we have better mics, though. Can that be my New Year's wish?
It's not one of your Christmas gifts.
Can we ask our deadbeat Papa John for some monies to get new mics?
I don't know if that's allowed. I didn't know that was even in the wheelhouse.
I'll see if deadbeat Papa John can give us some money.
How much can we leave in here?
Probably all of this. That's crazy. I can make... it's a reference to the Discord that I am a mod of. I'm a mod of not my own podcast Discord, but we have a cute little sub channel.
I never would have thought that I made a Discord one, but you know, here we are.
Really?
No, I never. That actually may not have been on my bingo board, MJ. Yeah, you know, one day in the future, you'll marry a Discord mod.
Yeah, but I feel like at some point after getting to know me.
Were you not a mod before we got married? I think you were.
Yes.
You were a mod before you got married. So I did marry a Discord mod. You didn't become one.
No. But I feel like at some point you should have, like, looked at me when you realized you were going to marry me and take a step back. Take one big step back and realize this person likes rules a little too much.
So you got to enforce them. Best way to do that, Discord.
So... what are we doing these last few weeks, dear?
Well, the reason that it's been so difficult for us to be present is because we have been working on a very complicated sequence of builds. I'm not going to even say build. It's not one thing. At least with the Attack on Titan cosplay that we did a long time ago, it was one very large build. It was four very large builds. Was it five?
That cloak was complicated because it was heavy.
Yeah. But, like, it was still a part of the group. So, I guess, yeah. I mean, altogether, made five cosplays, but four of them were identical and just, like, sized differently, and they all needed, like, props and whatnot.
And those props sucked ass to make.
They were repetitive, and it was boring, but there wasn't so much new to make.
Yeah, but that boringness was part of what made it so hard to make.
I guess. It was hard to get it moving. And mm-hmm. whatever. And if we had really boring cosplays now and we started when we did, it probably would have been finished by now.
Yeah.
Because we had the time to do it. But the issue is that we're doing so many new things now that we've had to now even outsource some of our skills. Yeah. I guess, so today, the topic of discussion is going to be our whole mat preparation.
Yay! We're going to whole mat for the first time! I'm excited.
I am excited too. I don't know what to expect. I don't know how big this convention is, but I'm kind of, like, a little bit worried that none of our cosplays are holiday themed.
So, not a single one.
Yeah, and I know that that's kind of what people do there. I don't want to stand out.
I do. I want to stand out for one of them.
I mean, I don't want to stand out as in, like, we're the only people who didn't get the memo, you know? So if that's something that can if this comes out before the convention, I'd like somebody to get in the comments and tell me, if you've been to whole mat, how many people are actually wearing
Christmas? So we keep talking about whole mat. I'm going to give a little bit of explanation. Outfits. Whole mat is Holiday Matsuri, which is a anime, gaming, and cosplay convention in December held in Orlando. Thousands of attendees come together to celebrate their favorite fandoms with a holiday twist. The events feature cosplay contests, interactive workshops, panels, holiday shopping, gaming tournaments, dances, and more. It's the perfect place to connect with the community and share passion.
Yeah, it's a pretty robust convention, it sounds like.
Yes. It never says specifically that everyone wears holiday, and in a lot of the pictures, people aren't in holiday themed stuff.
Well, I think that here's the thing though, MJ. I think one of the main reasons that like I wanted to start this podcast was to bring light to things that you don't normally get advertised about conventions and whatnot. So like, for example, you'll never see anywhere on like Katsu's website or anything that like one of the most important things about Katsu is being able to maneuver around the Gaylord.
Yeah.
Right. Like, for example, getting pictures in the gazebo is like a rite of passage. But do you know how you get them? It's really kind of difficult.
You just kind of wait in line.
Yeah. But it also there's a good time to go. And then there's other things like that. So I wonder, like, you know, it may not be an advertised thing. But like, what if there's like a thing where it's like, well, people who go to this convention put on like a Christmas pin or something like that. I mean, it's not something that I've heard about that our friends have talked about.
Yeah, they've our
been,
friends
they've
have
been once, right?
Twice.
Twice. Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's see. What do people think? If you've been to this convention, I'm curious to see what you have to say.
So I think what we should be doing tonight is talking about all the different things that we've been doing, the different cosplays that we've been working on, how we've kind of been getting to them, how realistic we feel like our deadlines are, and yeah. Where do you want to start, dude?
Dude, yeah, I'm trying to think about a good place to start. I think it's easy for me to go cosplay by cosplay.
All right, do you want to save the big one for last?
Which would you consider to be the big one?
The one that literally has you going to our friend's house multiple times a week.
Yeah, I guess. For me, that's the big one, but I don't think for you it's the big one.
No, it's not. No, the big one is the one that I haven't started yet.
That's terrifying. Yeah. Why don't we go day by day?
All right, so that means we start with your big one and my small one.
All right, that works for me. That's going to be Friday.
Yeah.
All right, so Friday we're going to be doing Egghead, Luffy, and Zoro from the Egghead Heart of Arc of One Piece.
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of complicated. They're specifically very prop-heavy cosplays because we have the Egghead boots,
yeah,
which if you've been to that part of One Piece yet, you'll know that the boots have like, you know, all of like the futuristic tech and like whatnot in it. They're and like rocket boots.
And Ryan has decided that he does not want to do them out of foam like everyone else.
Yeah, I very early on was like, I don't want to do that because I've seen how like the foam bits come together. And I'm like, yeah, I guess you can do that, but I don't feel comfortable walking around in like foam boots. The idea of like stepping in something that's like watery or like I don't know, there's like a, to me, I want a sort of rigidity to these boots, like a lasting potential, even though realistically the second that we put them on, I think that I'm gonna hate them so much that I'm not gonna want to wear them ever again.
I want to know how much you're gonna regret doing them the way that you're doing them instead of just doing them out of foam.
I don't know, but I guess, like, I also won't know, because I don't think that I'm ever going to make them out of foam. So, either way, this is our version of the Egghead boots. The way that I am making them, should I do that first, or do you want to do your thing first?
Yeah, I can do my thing first. So, I had to make Luffy's sash, Luffy's jacket, Zoro's jacket, and Zoro's jumpsuit. And so to do that, I got two different patterns from Mood Fabrics. And then I just kind of made up a pattern for the jumpsuit by combining kind of two patterns. So I guess I can start with your jacket because it was the easiest. I use the Corey jacket pattern from Mood Fabric, which comes with a hood, two pockets, and a kind of cool divided torso. And what I did is I used plastic, like, waterproof windbreaker fabric for the outside, and then I used a cotton linen for the inside, so that way you're kind of comfortable, because that plastic would be really scratchy up against you the entire time. And I gave you so many fucking pockets in that thing.
MJ finally listened. I finally have my pockets.
I'm gonna throw something at you.
The complaints, they finally resonated. What can I throw at you? It was so good.
I found a thing to throw at him.
Oh my god. I'm being held.
You're not. It's your office. You can leave.
Oh, that's true.
But what I had to do was I had to take the upper half of the jacket and I had to make it doubled because of the fact. So I had to elongate the jacket already because it goes down to like Luffy's knees. And then I had to make the top half doubled so that way I could. He has like a weird little like cape thing on the top half of his jacket, which is stupid. And so then I had to basically line the entire thing with bias tape, which took forever. And I then got to do iron-on stickers for all the numbers and everything, which I have to be very careful about to not melt that plastic. So that's how I did the jacket. And then the sash is just a sash, and so that was pretty freaking easy. And then Ryan is going to be buying the pants for that.
Yes.
Because I cannot find yellow pants, like yellow denim for the life of me.
I'll also be buying the hat.
You will be buying the hat.
Yeah.
But I'm not a straw weaver, so no.
No, I didn't expect you to be. That'd be a bit much.
It would be a bit much. And for Zoro's jacket, I modified the mood fabric pattern, the olive jacket. What I did there was I got the same material for Luffy's jacket, but in black. And then I decided to do an orange lining. And the super annoying thing that I had to do is I had to make cutouts for his swords. Because Zoro wears his swords on his back in the Egghead arc. And so I had to make those cutouts for the entire thing by tracing on like where the cutouts are on like the back plate that I'm going to be using. Doing that,
like, you say back plate, but you sort of mean like back piece of fabric.
No, I mean the plate that the swords go through. That's interesting. Anyway. No, like the like the strap. The holster for the swords. The back plate. It's going on my back, so it's a back plate.
Sure, okay. I didn't know that it were going on a plate. Okay.
Yeah, they have a holster.
I have seen the three swords. I have not seen what they do. Like, or how they go on.
They were sitting in the holster for like the first 4 days we had them. So yeah, so I have to actually mod that. It was from Danda's dress up. And I still have to get one of the swords because she had Shushui, which Zoro gives back during the Wano arc because he gets bullied into it by a fox spirit.
Yeah, but then he gets Enma.
And he gets Enma from Hiyori because she has a crush on him. I'll get that eventually. I'm hoping that it won't be too expensive to find. And I'm probably going to ship it to our friend's house down in Orlando, who will be joining us for one of the other days.
Yes, it's true.
Because I have to ship a giant underskirt to him as well anyway. Yeah. And so I did that. And then the way that I made the bodysuit was I used the iris pattern.
Is that fucking real right now? Is somebody dying out there?
Maybe.
That's what the panic button is for.
The panic button is if someone's trying to break into your car.
The panic button was something you press if you think that you're getting robbed so that you can kind of, like, signal to the people around you that something bad is happening.
Interesting.
That's what I always read it as. I might be wrong.
Yeah? That's never what I've read it as. For those who, like, can't hear it, or if we deleted it in post, which we probably won't. One of our neighbors has, like, a car alarm going off.
It's...
And then it stopped for maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah, like no time at all. And started
going off again. So we're going to see if we can wait this out. So the way that I made the bodysuit, though, is I took the iris gown pattern, which is just two skirts. It's a skirt and a bodysuit. And I took the bodysuit of it and I traced the hip outline to make the legs, and so I kind of made like a leotard plus legs, and I think it came out all right. It looks really awkward hanging up though, so if I have enough time I might make another one in a slightly different format and see how that works.
You don't like the way that it's looking? That's why.
No.
But isn't it really? You put it on and we both agreed that it looked good.
Well, you never saw it done because I had to edit it a bunch because it was like way too baggy.
More.
What the fuck?
Do you have a hammer?
Do I have a hammer? I think it's downstairs.
I want to break this thing.
Then for Zoro's bodysuit, which is like just a skin-tied, almost morph suit-esque thing, in all black, I used the iris pattern for Mood Fabrics, and I traced the hip lining to make a hip hole, like hip legs, and I kind of like it, but if I have enough time, I'm going to try a second pattern to see if I like that more.
That's fair, but I think that we have so many other things that we need to get through that right now, that might have to be the version of the suit.
I know. I just hope it doesn't shit. But we're also going to wear it for Katsu this year, so, and I'm only making 2.5 things. Really, the 2.5 things become, it's 1.5 and 1.5 for each of us, so it becomes 3 things.
You just didn't want to say 3 things.
No, because they're not really 3 full individual things, because it's like, I have to do half a cosplay for you and half a cosplay for me, and then I have to do 2 full cosplays for us.
I guess. If you want to upgrade the Zoro suit, then maybe that might be a time to do it. I don't know. Look, I think that February for One Piece is honestly a better time to do it anyways, because that's when it's supposed to be coming back, right?
I don't think about those things.
I'm just saying, in terms of like general relevance, that's when...
Yeah, but they're at Egghead already.
Yeah,
they are. Even in the anime, aren't they at Egghead?
They are, but like right now, I think the thing that's syndicating is Fishman. They're like
redoing, yeah, they've re-edited.
They're re-editing Fishman.
Not re-editing, redrawing.
Yeah, but they're also recutting it.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, they're awful. Supposedly they're doing that because like Fishman Island was.
That's really sad because Fishman Island is kind of like fundamentally important.
It is fundamentally important, but it was also like the beginning of the pacing issues, I think, in like One Piece, like the big ones.
What are you doing for this?
It's actually a little bit too much. Every time that MJ and I talk about it, it's a little bit different because of all of the different things that I have to do for it. So if you look at the Egghead boots, you'll see that they're basically like tube boots, but I'm not a cobbler, nor will I ever be a cobbler. So I don't want to try to reinvent the wheel in making these boots. Instead, I have opted to make the base of these boots, the heart of it, the thing that we're sticking our foot into, go-go boots, I guess. That's what they're called, right?
Yeah.
So they're these tall, I would say like 15-inch go-go boots that pull up to a little bit above like our calf, which is about the right amount of height that we're going for.
Well, they pull all the way up to the knee.
They pull up to the knee?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have to fold them down a little bit.
Yeah, we had to like fold them.
Right. And so what I'm doing is starting from the top and then moving down. I am taking that boot and inspiration from some of the patterns and ideas of other people who've made these Egghead boots before, mounting them onto a piece of wood. The piece of wood is just a 1/4-inch piece of plywood. And you take the boot, you put it in the center of that piece of plywood and you mount it. And then after that, my friend and I, who is graciously a carpenter and knows how to work with...
Conveniently, more like.
Very conveniently. My friend is a carpenter and has been doing a lot of the woodwork with me for this build, because I'm not experienced in wood practically at all. It is, as I've been telling them, not my medium. So I'm really unable to do this on my own, and I'll be shouting them out when this process is over and done.
Your medium is more plastic than anything.
Isn't that nuts? Never would have thought I'd be the plastic guy. In fact, I'm so much the plastic guy that I'm using plastic as like the shell of these boots. So anyways, you starting from the top, there's a boot. It is mounted to an oval piece of plywood, and then that oval piece of plywood is then mounted to a skeleton of... pressed, it's not pressed like board, it's 1x3 wood plank. Okay. And so we took that 1x3 wood plank and we just cut it up into pieces and made sort of like a square.
Yeah.
And then pieces that basically what we're trying to do with this middle bit is allow for the plywood to apply weight distribution to the bottom without it being a major issue. Without that support structure, I think that the plywood would bend and break. I'm fairly confident because plywood isn't known for its like strength, right?
No, but it did give weight to the boots that I wasn't prepared for.
It does. It did provide a lot of weight to the boots. That's, I think, the big thing. Most of the weight from these boots comes from that board that is in the middle.
Can I be honest about you with this one thing?
What's up?
So you made like a box in the middle, right? Yes. I thought you were going to make a ring out of posts to go in between the two circles.
You thought it was going to be just a ring of those posts. Yes. See, that would not be providing, I think, to me, the right amount of structure because the boot is in the middle, if that makes sense. Since the boot is in the middle, what we did was we looked at the two points where the boot would be contacting your foot. And we tried to make it so that, like, the ball of your foot was this piece of reinforced wood. And the heel of your foot was this piece of reinforced wood.
Okay.
So that the two points of contact with the ground are on the two pieces of reinforced wood. So we tried our best to approximate it. But with your other boot today, we got a little bit more creative with it. So,
oh, yes, because Ryan made my boot the test subject.
MJ's first boot was the test subject boot, and everything looked good to me and was kind of done in whatever. And then I found out that my battery pack wouldn't fit in it. Because all of the electronics have to fit in this middle layer, the box with all of the structural support. And it does. All the electronics do fit in it. And I think that it looks good with all of the stuff in it. However, the battery pack did fit. But it did not allow me to put a USB into it, which was fundamental to being able to plug things into it.
Can I tell you the other thing that I thought was going to happen before you showed me this design?
Oh, sure.
I want you to know that I'm very happy with this design and it works well.
I'm glad this is convenient. We don't know yet. It's not done yet.
The other thing that I thought was going to happen was I thought you would have like three sandwich rings. And so like it would be the first flat top, which is where the boot attaches, and then a ways down, and then there'd be another piece of plywood, and that's where all the electronics would go. So that way you would just have, like, the entire size of the circle to work with.
Right.
And then, like, a quarter inch deeper, or a half inch deeper, you would have the last, like, outer bit, and that way you could have all of the, like, fun circles and shit.
I guess.
That look like thrusters.
Like, that's how I would have made it if I didn't have my friend carpenter to help me, because that is what in my head reads as, yeah, I have enough structure to this boot. I'm not really concerned about it falling apart. But talking to them, I realized that it's important for you to think about where weight is being applied. And the thing is that, like, you know what plywood, you know, what you could do with plywood. They give it to kids and they chop it with their arm, with their hands in like a martial arts class.
Yeah.
Because plywood is, it's nice. It's nice. But it's not going to take much to break.
Yeah.
You know? And so you have to take this plywood, which is easy to work with, right? And is cuttable with a jigsaw.
Yeah.
And give it the structure that it needs. And so yeah, I think that that's
I thought that you would. I just thought there would be like
more space in the middle. I also thought that.
I thought you were going to have like a layer in the middle so that way you wouldn't see all the electronics.
I still think that we won't see the electronics. I am gunning to not see the... Because right now, what MJ's looking at is MJ's now looking at the bottom layer of the boot, which is just a hollowed out oval. And that is half inch plywood, which is thicker, twice as thick as the first layer, and provides
also, what happened to the
bottom structure.
The front half of my boot?
Oh, I took it off.
Why?
I didn't like how it was in there. I had to do it again. I am going to lose my mind, but we're going to keep recording.
I thought the rubber was going to go all the way around.
For context, I'm sorry. There is...
It's still going on.
It's still going on. I don't know if I'm going to leave it in. I don't know which parts will stay in, but there's been an ongoing car alarm.
This is the fifth time it's gone off.
I don't know what to do, and that's why I'm glad that we're only recording one episode tonight.
But no, I thought... And my last bit was, is the rubber going to go all the way around? You ordered enough that it can.
It's possible.
I think it would look better.
Maybe. I might have to order more.
Really?
It's possible. I don't know. Yes, you thought that there was going to be rubber going all the way around.
So for context, there is like, I had to look up what type of rubber is used for shoes. And Ryan had to find and buy that. And he did from a website called Nick Master, which his dad has a connection to.
Yeah. I think I mentioned it before, but the thing that's fun about McMaster is that it gives you the ability to specify every part of the thing that you're trying to build and like the specifications you're looking for. So MJ found the exact grade of rubber that is used in shoes.
And then shout out to that one professional paper that I found that examined the different variations in different sole materials for a master's thesis.
Yeah, and that was nuts. And so we were able to find out what shoes rubber is made out of, the soles. And so I was able to find a rubber that is pretty much identical or close to that. So that when we're walking around, it's not just wood touching floor and clack, clack, clacking.
I think the other, and also would give us no traction, dear.
No, no traction.
I think the other thing is, I think you need to staple it from the top rather than the bottom.
Yeah, I also agree. This was just for now, like.
Because that looks, it looks rough like that.
Yeah, it's fine. I can do that. And so I just needed to get, your boot is the prototype boot for me to work off of. I'm still in the process.
Do you want a reminder of how many days we have left?
I know we have 11 days.
Okay.
I know. Trust me, I've been on it. But I made this boot with all of the pieces cut out in one day.
Yeah, but you need to add more screws to the toes of my shoe.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Again, I want to clarify that it was still only one day.
Yeah, and this is also only the prototype. I don't think you're going to do the others exactly the same.
No, I'm not. I think that the thing I struggled with the most on this boot was that battery pack.
Yeah.
It was so frustrating trying to get those electronics in it. And I think that once, now that I have the space that I want, it'll be a lot easier, but I don't know. And I think here's the other thing with these boots. That is now just the base of the boot, the base structure of this boot.
Yeah.
To get the look of an egghead boot, right, from this arc, we need to be able to cover it, right? Mm-hmm. And so to cover it, I'm now using a pattern for the first real time in one of my builds.
And I've never done it. He have a hissy fit about it.
Oh, I so don't understand them. But, you know, taking something 2D and turning it 3D, you need a pattern. And so I went and found a pattern that was sent to us a long time ago. I don't know.
Hylia Lynx.
Yes. One of our friends that we've met, I think at Kineticon the first time. I'm not really sure. I know it was at the One Piece meetup.
I met her at the One Piece meetup. She was doing Egghead Robin, and her now fiance was doing Egghead Lucci.
Oh, wow.
And so they are that. They are awesome. They are super sweet. They also did Beast Pirates Robin at CCE and a couple other. They've done an amazing Cyclops, which I loved. They did a Femme Cyclops, which was really cool.
X-Men. I remember. Yeah.
And they really liked my Gambit when they realized who it was, but that was a weird Gambit.
That was a weird Gambit.
I need to do Gambit properly. I feel like it's my right as a Cajun. As the Cajun.
As the cosplay Cajun. As the cosplay, underscore Cajun.
Without even the just cosplay underscore Cajun. Anyway, they have gave us the pattern, and so Ryan, as an early Christmas present, got me a Ditto, which is a sewing pattern projector.
Yay!
And we're going to upload that pattern to the Ditto and trace it out on some paper, wrap the paper around the boot, and then
to
figure out...
to get the right shape.
Because and then we figure out what size scale we have to manipulate it onto to get the right size.
Yeah, because the big thing here is that the Ditto will help us. That's number six?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So
the horn is going off again. It stopped for a minute.
Like, I think exactly a minute. So anyways, the plastic is going to wrap around the...
But we have a finite amount of plastic.
We have a finite amount of plastic, but we can't... So we can't mess around with the pattern too much with that. So it's going to be wrapping around it in the form of that pattern, and then we'll... I'll be able to put the detail... The last detail, I think, in the egghead boots is that the little spiral thing, right?
Oh, like the six that goes on the six. Sides? Yeah.
Yeah. Does it go on both of their boots, or is it just on the Luffy boot?
No, it's on both.
Okay.
And there's and also, like, the foam ring around the top.
Yeah.
And then also the center strip. Yep. So there's the center strip, the six on the sides, and then the foam ring around the top. And what's going to happen with the foam ring around the top is I'm just probably going to have to make that.
Yeah, maybe. Like, I guess. I don't know. It just can't impede our ability to get our foot into the go-go boot. So we'll see. We will see. These are all things that I'm still finalizing and working out. But right now, all the electronics are sitting in the boot, and the boot is able to be powered by those electronics. In terms of what I used string light that is powered by basic USB 5-volt supply. And I also have two big LEDs that I'm going to be using for the pulsers. I'm going to put them around this. It's called like LD something plastic film. And it's basically the most equivalent thing that I can think. The plastic that I'm using that I ordered from McMaster's is stencil plastic. So okay. Basically the thing that is made that makes up stencils. Because it's pretty flexible and it's pretty hard. Keeps its shape. So that's what I'm going for. Hopefully it's not too heavy when it's on there. It doesn't feel too heavy. It's like pretty thin. I think it's only like 1/8 inch. So.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I'm mostly just worried about it like cutting us up, dude.
I guess. I haven't thought about that because I don't know.
I know.
My biggest concern with these is just walking with them on because you put one on and I was like, oh no.
And I was like, this is fine. This is perfectly comfortable. You really didn't believe me though.
MJ, it looked really bad. But to be fair, you only had one on. So I don't know. I guess we'll still see. There's a lot to be done. We have 10 days, but this is my primary build. It'll be over and done with by Friday. So exciting, exciting, exciting. What about Saturday of the convention?
You guys start because that's our big one that I haven't started yet.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. So the big one for Saturday that we're debuting, which I think is going to be really fun, is I've been playing Paper Mario in the Thousand Year Door remake for the Switch, and I was like, I remember playing the game and being like, man, I'd really like to cosplay something from this game, but I don't want to do like one of the easy like big ones, like I don't want to do Mario, right? Because that's that's like an overalls and a red shirt. I'm like, I'm not doing Mario, right? And also paper, so that's a little bit weird too. I want to do one of like the original characters in that game. And so then one of the things that one of my friends was that he loves Lord Crump, and Lord Crump is one of the ex-not bad guys in that game. And I was like, oh, you should cosplay Crump if you do Crump. And then I was like, then I guess I'll be your boss. I could be Grotus, the one of the final bosses in the game. And he has like a dome on his head, and he has a little staff, and he's got just like a flowy gown of sorts. You've described what you're gonna make as like a dress,
pretty much. I'm making you basically a shapeless dress,
which is so funny. And so a shapeless dress.
Yeah.
Nice. And so
I have no other description for it.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's just a big flowy gown because like he's just like a round guy. That's what it is. And the thing that I've had to learn, or the thing I had to come up with that was totally new for me, was how do I do this headpiece? Because it isn't like everybody who I talked to about the Grotus headset was like, oh, look up like how to do Mysterio headsets, or like how to do like a fishbowl headset of some kind, or like an astronaut or something like that. And I was like, but it's not though, because it's not going around my head at all, actually. It's fully just on top of my head. And so it goes like up to his like eye level, basically a little above like his eyebrows,
yeah,
or where his eyebrows would be. And it's just a dome. And I'm like, so I just need to make, I need to take like something and be able to sit it on my head. And I was like, bro, it's a hat. And so for this one, I came up with, and I regret having to say this, I bought a fucking fedora.
But that's what you regret having to say.
That's what I regret having to say. I bought a fucking fedora and I flipped it over. And I cut the top part of the fedora off.
Yeah.
So now it was just the brim of the fedora and like an inch of its like headpiece. And then I kind of just slid it onto my head right above where like my eyebrows are. And then I had a base to work with for Grotus. And so I was like, okay, so now I can just make a fish dome on top of this brim. And the brim was also perfectly 12 inches. So that made it even better. So I was able to find from Michael's just a 12-inch piece of, like, I think it was, like, composite, like, cardboard, wood, whatever, something.
Mm-hmm.
And I put that on top, and I mounted it into the brim of the hat. And then it gave it structure so that it wasn't just, like, slouching over. And then into that, I've 3D printed his dome piece and the X-Knot computer module in the middle, and I'm implementing some LED lights in it too. The tricky part of this one for me, because I'm feeling really good about it. Like, I feel really good about this one.
I'm so glad you do.
The tricky part of this one was the goggles, which I put up a little poll on Instagram. Thank you to people who responded. Okay. I didn't want to have like contacts because I still have trouble putting contacts in. So I was like, how would you implement prescription lenses into like goggles like this? And some people said, look up like specific sellers and this and that. But the best answer was just buy some glasses, take them apart, make them the lenses. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. I guess that's how it's going to be. Yeah, that's what it's going to be, I guess. And so I bought the goggles. I got this full specs on the goggles. I found out that the lenses were 50 millimeter circles. Mm-hmm. And then I bought lenses from Zlul, which are like, you know, the easy whatever. Like
they lens. Are cheap online.
Yeah, glasses.
Glasses that are prescription and that I've been using for years because insurance does not cover enough for me to get glasses.
Yeah, and it's an easy way for, especially if you have a simple prescription, to get like pretty cheap glasses. So if I went to like a Lens Crafters or Vision Works, it would have been a mess. Yeah. But it wasn't Ryan bad at all.
Needs glasses.
I need specialty glasses to be able to see. And so even on Zlul, those glasses were like $60. Which was not bad. Not bad. Especially for glasses that I'm going to destroy the frame of and then just use the lenses for. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get those lenses. I'm going to pop them out and I'm going to stick them into my steampunk goggles that I found online. And I am going to use that for my Grotus eyewear. And then I'm going to paint the X-Knot computer console thing, and hopefully it looks right. But to be fair, it's going to be covered in like a blue plastic, so you won't be able to see too much of it anyways, you know? So I don't know. Because it's a blue plastic dome, right? Or a blue glass dome in like the actual art of it. So I don't know. We'll see. Look, we'll see. We're going hard. And this is the first cosplay that I can genuinely say. I knew once I found out how to do the dome, I got so excited. This was a magical cosplay for me. Honestly, I feel like it really reinvigorated me to do it.
I'm glad he's been feeling that because, seven.
That is seven.
It was stopped for a couple minutes though.
Good Lord.
I haven't started this yet and I have to make 3 cosplays for it in 10 days. Yes, I'm aware. But everything's... The problem is that I have everything. And what I really need is someone to help me cut it the fuck out. And so what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be using an old pattern that my mom gave me. That's basically just a men's, like, cloak. Like, they're nativity... They're from when we used to do nativity plays in church. And so you will get to use, like, a Joseph dress thing.
And it's for men?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's gender non
the church specific. Is non-binary. Okay, all right.
Because it was the same player. Thing that we used for men and women and children.
Okay.
And so you'll be wearing that, and then you get two cloak. You get a cloak. Super simple, kind of like not a lot to think about. Our other friend who's doing it with us, he's buying a red tight shirt, and I'm just making him purple pants. That'll be kind of made, if I have enough, and I think I will, it'll be made out of the same shit your dress is.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Nice.
I was like, well, they're boss. And then for Peach, because that's who I'll be evil Princess Peach. And she gets overtaken.
Shadow Queen Peach.
I'm going to be using Simplicity Pattern 3063 for the skirt because it has pockets and also the ruffle that I need at the bottom. So I'll be doing 2.5 layers of that. And then I'm going to be using an old Renaissance pattern that I have to make the top.
It'll be fun to see you blonde again. Last time was as you barked. No, I don't. I don't like you blonde, but it'll be fun to see you blonde.
I love how Ryan's like, it'll be fun. I don't like it. You look like an idiot.
No, you don't look like an idiot. You just look like a different person completely. And that's going to be crazy because Peach is just like a blonde with blue eyes. And that's so not you that it's crazy.
But I haven't started any of it yet, and I would like to shout out Dan Does Dress Up because she is doing my peach wig. She's also doing the wig for my character that I'm doing on Sunday that I'm very excited for, but Ryan thinks is dumb. So, Ryan,
take it away. Oh, Chaos. That's going to be the last character that we talk about. Because I will not be cosplaying on Sunday. Ryan will have hit his spoon limit, and I will not be doing that. But, MJ, what specifically are you debuting on Sunday?
I'm going to be doing... I will...
Eight.
It stopped for 30 seconds. I will be doing Chaos from Hades 2.
Nice.
I'm very excited for it. And Ryan is mad at me because he thinks the whole thing is dumb. But I'm so hype. So Many Hoodies is making my Batwing. Dan Does Dress Up is making my wig. Ryan is making my little crown. So Many Hoodies is also making, like, my head.
So, all right, yeah, your character holds, like, a head.
Yep. And so for and, that...
the official art.
And all of and their old head. They have, like, a new body come...
Come Hades 2.
Come Hades 2. And so they have the head of their old body that they, like, hold. And it's very cool. Yeah. It is eerie. But for that, I will be wearing the... Hold on.
It's like a bodysuit.
For... Yeah, so I had to do a, like, galaxy-looking bodysuit using the iris pattern because they don't have a torso.
Yeah, the fabric is beautiful.
Oh, thank you, dear. And then I used the... I was really freaking out about this jacket because I thought I was going to have to make, like, a tails, like, a tuxedo jacket for them. And then I realized that in the art, their hand is in their pocket. And that's what's covering the, like, lining of it. And it's not actually just, like, them... in, like, a zoot suit. It's just, like, their pot, like, their hand has shifted the entire front side of their jacket.
Oh, I see. So, did you think that it was going to be a jacket and...
like, tails. I thought, like, it had, like, the tuxedo tails, and it doesn't.
Got it.
And so there's that. And so I will be wearing the Xena jacket. Zenia. Z-I-N-N-I-A.
Zinnia.
Okay. The Zinnia jacket. MJ doesn't know how to read.
Gotcha. Is that a mood fabric, you said?
It is another mood fabric one. I'm very excited about it. I have almost all of the jacket done. I really just have to do some detailing, and I can't kind of do that until I meet up with So Many Hoodies, because there's, like, on the shoulder, there are faces popping through the fabric.
It's kind of creepy.
It's very creepy. And so what's going to happen is they're going to make it on, like, a plate. I'm going to set it on the shoulder of my mannequin. And I'm going to cut out and press into using fabric glue spray where the faces are. And then I'll stitch around it.
Oh, Lord. And you're going to be doing that next weekend.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm going to hopefully do that next weekend.
Wow.
Okay. And so I'll be doing that. And then the pants are just a basic suit pant pattern that I got from my mom from the 80s. And then I'll be done with that. And so the bodysuit is done. The jacket's 90% done. I have to do detailing and, you know, the shoulders. And so I'm going to do the pants tomorrow morning, and then I'll move on to the entirety of Paper Mario.
Sounds good. Okay, so yeah, you're
going to... So you get to do a lot of paper cutting.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. I mean, I have to do it for the egghead boots anyways, but...
I mean, fabric cutting. You get to be my fabric helper.
Oh, yay. Yay!
You
yay.
Offered! This is yay. The thing. Here's the thing. Hold on. I want chat to know this. Can chat clip this?
All right, but I have another thing to tell chat after that.
That's fine. You can tell chat something else after that.
Okay, chat.
So chat, listen up. Ryan bitches at me about never giving him pockets, but Ryan never follows up on his end of the deal, which is, MJ, if you ever get overwhelmed, just let me know and I can cut patterns out for you. And then I'm like, okay, here, I need you to cut this pattern out. And then Ryan gets all uppity about me having him cut out
the pattern. He's getting all uppity on me.
He does. I bring, like, the fabric and the pattern pieces, which I've normally already gracefully cut out for him from, like, the pattern packet. I normally just hand him the pieces and the scissors and the pins and go, and the fabric and go, read on the instruction what it says, how many to cut out, and if you have a question, come get me. But he's gotten very uppity recently I've been, like, cashing in
on
that request.
I guess, but the issue is always that, like, I think... I get this question when I'm, like, I have, like, an ounce of downtime between things that I'm, like, working on. And I'm, like, bro, I don't know. The other thing is I get this question asked when we have other help here. And I'm, like, do you still need more help?
And I was like,
this is nuts.
Cutting out patterns is the hardest. Ryan, in the time that we were, like, that my parents were here yesterday, I sewed together basically all of Chaos's jacket because it was already cut out.
That is most of the time, then.
And do you not remember how long it took the Metamorph Magic to cut out just the line, like, the outer shell of that jacket?
Yeah, it took, like, a whole night.
It took a whole night. That's how long it takes.
I guess. I don't know. I think for that, I just figured that they were new to it and it took them a while. I don't know.
No, she knew very much what she was doing.
Okay.
She did an excellent job, too.
That's good. I'm glad.
Shout out to her.
Dope. Metamorph Magic.
Can't wait to have her back at her house. She likes very all helpful. Of our pets.
I was going to say,
And she also makes, what does she call it? Crazy monkey bread?
Crazy monkey bread. Oh, monkey bread. Yeah. Like a cinnamon monkey bread. It was delicious. It was phenomenal. She brought that the day before for Thanksgiving.
Shout out for both her cooking and her cutting skills.
What a great maker.
But yeah, that took an entire day. Like, that's how long it takes to cut fabric out.
I get it. And I am, like, when I'm less pressed, I guess I am happy to help. But I just, to me, sometimes I think that I'm busier than I maybe am. And that might be part of the problem. I don't know. I'm going to switch to my thing.
Yeah, what do you guys
think? You said at the start of this that I hate this, that I hate this cosplay. And I have said that. But to defend myself just a little bit, the reason that I don't like this cosplay and this build in general is because it's for Hades 2, which in principle, I'm not super down with the idea of cosplaying from it yet, because, like, we haven't played it. It's not even that it's not like a, like, it is a released game in a sense.
Yeah.
Right. But it's, we haven't played it, so we don't really have a relationship with it yet. Right. And, like, I know that we liked Chaos from Hades 1.
Fucking loved Chaos.
But we're not cosplaying from Hades. We're not cosplaying that
one. I physically can't do that one, Ryan.
I don't think
he is a blob of fetuses and heads.
Look. I get that.
You can clip that quote.
I get that. That's fine and good. But, like, that's the game that we had a relationship with. And now Hades 2 is out and we don't have a relationship with that game. And this is the most important thing. There is one piece of art.
This is Ryan's actual
piece. There is one piece of art of this updated design of Chaos. And Danny can attest, right, that all work on that is so difficult because you can't get a 360 on it. There's no 3D model that exists of this character. When we did Achilles and Patroclus, they do both have 3D models. And you can zoom in and look at them and be like, oh, okay, all right, that's kind of at least a real thing.
Which is not easily readily available. I had to go digging for those months.
But they did exist. And there were multiple different arts of them doing different expressions and poses and this and that, which also helped. There is one Chaos. And it is endlessly frustrating that, like, I mean, at least for me, my job is pretty easy. I'm just making the crown for Chaos, and I'm like, that's fine. I can do it. That is 9. That is incredible. Can we get a 10? Can we get a 10 in chat, please? Can we get a fucking 10? Oh my god.
Guys, Ryan is
I'm losing it.
Ryan is tweaking.
Continue. Guys, the crash out. The crash out is so real. It's been more than an hour, and we've just been sitting here and just listening. Burr, 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 burr. How am I going to sleep tonight? I don't even know.
I'll sleep fine.
I know. So, anyways.
We recently remembered that I'm a very heavy sleeper, and Ryan is not that.
I hate this cosplay for how it's basically treating us. It's treating us like, you got it, right? You figured this out. And I'm like, not really, because it's not ready yet, you know? We play this game, maybe we'll get more, like, maybe there'll be more Art of Chaos, maybe there'll be more this, that, and I'll feel better about it. But right now, I don't feel good about it. There's one piece of art, and we've never played it, and I'm like, I don't want to cosplay something I have, like, no relationship with. The exception I made to that rule, the exception that I made was that we did Barbie, and I did the Prince, and I still watched the movie. Of course I watched the movie with you before, but it was something that was meaningful to you, like very meaningful to you.
And my comeback for that has always been, I haven't even watched Ryan really play A Thousand Year Door yet.
I guess that's true. But this is the thing. Like, you still knew it was meaningful to me.
I did.
Right? And so, like, super meaningful to me. But, like, we both like Hades. But, like, is it, like, the most meaningful thing to you? Was it, like, foundational for you? Kind of, like, no, it's a good game. But it's not that same level, I wouldn't say. So, that's why I'm, like, less stoked about that. I'm just not there, you know? So, anyways, that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
Yeah. With Chaos. But hey, you know, I hope it comes out good, because what I've seen you make so far looks great.
So thank you.
We will see when it's all together.
So I think the other thing is, how are you getting everything down, dear?
That's a great question. Thankfully, MJ is in the military and we get 2 free checked bags.
And a carry-on.
Oh, and a carry-on.
Yeah, so we will have each a backpack, a carry-on, and 2 check bags that can be a maximum of 75 pounds.
Are we flying Breeze?
No, you're flying Avello.
Oh, Avello gives us a carry-on? I didn't know
that. Avello gives me a carry-on. Breeze gives you and me each 2 check bags.
That's crazy.
Okay. So does JetBlue and I think Delta.
That's good. All right. Well, I mean, look, it is still good, and we're going to get as big
of a checked. American. American also gives
everything. We're going to get as big a checked bag as we possibly can.
So yes. So many hoodies. Parent is giving us a giant ass checked bag.
Yeah. I was going to say, what else are we shipping down for them? Because we're also shipping down, probably, like, they're working on a staff.
Yeah. So they have a weapons case, and we're putting all of the weapons and pipes in there.
Oh yeah.
And then sense. I'm also going to try and squeeze in some like clothes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we're ordering to our, what is his name? Lord Crumpus.
Our Lord Crump's house.
Our Lord Crump's house. A couple different things. I'm ordering like a black under hoop skirt because I have a white one here. Mm-hmm. But because I'm the Nightmare Queen, I feel like it should be black. Shadow Queen?
Yeah.
Close enough.
It's fine.
An evil entity of darkness, Queen.
Evil Peach.
I'm evil. That's what I keep calling her. I'm just like, Evil Peach. I think it's literally on my like costume board as Evil Peach.
I saw. I just wanted to say, if you're going to post it, you should say Shadow Queen.
I shall say Shadow Queen.
Okay.
When we do post it, because I think I'm going to be proud of this. And if I'm not, then you'll post it and it'll be fun.
I guess stay tuned. If you don't see MJ post about it, then that means MJ was not proud.
Well, I'm going to probably disperse them out a little bit. It won't be immediately. All right. And I'll definitely post on Mario Day.
Oh, yeah. That's a win. March 10th.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's not as cool as Pi Day.
You mean March 14th?
Yeah.
March 14th, 2015.
But I'm excited. I'm excited for all of the cosplays that we're doing. Even the more encumbered ones.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And I'm excited to get down there. I'm excited to be in Florida. And then right after Florida, we're going on an international trip.
Yeah, that's fun. I'm not scared at all.
Ryan might be terrified, but he knows that it's
worth a plane.
It.
It's a plane, and anytime
I'm it's on a very plane, long plane at that.
I'm always tweaking out about it, but you know, it is what it is. So,
thank you all for listening. This has been another wonderful, if slightly tweakable.
We didn't get 10.
We didn't get 10.
I'm happy about that.
We didn't hit double digits, and so it's okay.
No, yeah, that means that my crash out was unwarranted, so it's fine.
Okay. This has been another episode of Cosplay Con Crunch, the podcast where 2 cosplayers talk about the joys and horrors of cosplaying.
And crunching. 10! 10! Are you fucking kidding me? I was so peaceful, but now the double-digit crash out is real. Are you kidding me?
I've been your host, Cosplay Con Crunch. The man tweaking in the corner is right, Joy-Con Rye. We are a member of the Rocktopus Network of podcasts. You can find other podcasts that aren't about cosplaying, but sometimes they're about anime. Sometimes they're about whether or not you should listen to Papa John about economic advice. And I think
what
that...
What are you talking about?
On Eric Hates Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, Papa John. You're talking about the pizza.
Please follow me at cosplay_cajun on Instagram and TikTok. You can follow Ryan at RightDrakeOnRye on Instagram, and you can follow the podcast at cosplay_concrunchpod on Instagram and TikTok. Y'all have been great. Have a wonderful night.